Excuse me, are you guys registered to vote in Alaska?
No.
Can I register you to vote? It only takes a moment. I became a registrar in the early 2000s, and I've been registering people to vote since then. You do have to go to a certification course. It's a kind of a class that you go to. They want to make sure that you're proficient on registering people to vote. They want you to know the rules, what you can, what you can't do. In my opinion, going to the class creates that sincerity of people who really want to register people to vote. If you're really gung-ho about making sure that a person is registered to vote, that's the perfect thing to do. I mean, it's an honor for me. I don't think anybody personally has registered more people than I have in the history of the state of Alaska. You have to give people a reason why to register to vote. And so that's my system. You combine that with the issue, and people go, wait, I do want to sign this issue, but I can't unless I'm registered to vote. My talent comes from being able to put issues on the ballot. And since then, I've created my own nonprofit. It's called the International League of Signature Gatherers, based out of Chicago, and I represent all the people who do this in the world. Every week we have a conference that we sit down and we talk about, you know, all the issues that are relative to us to make sure that the system itself is working the way it's supposed to. By being involved in this, I've managed to be an inspiration to people because people now see that there's a way out. They're sick of legislators making all the decisions and then not telling them about it. Whereas you got this grassroots operation that gives people a chance to get involved and to try to make a difference. I love what I do because, you know, a lot of people like to talk a good game. A lot of politicians, you know, they like to hear themselves talk. But I'm one of those guys who literally walk the walk. Like, I'm in the throes of trying to get the job done. A lot of people, they don't want to get registered to vote and they don't want to be involved. And then you got a lot of people who are registered to vote, and you ask them, you know, hi, sir, are you registered to vote? None of your business. Can you sign that petition to increase minimum wage? F you. It's hostile. It just depends on the person. If you have a sincere heart and you're gung-ho about giving everybody a chance to sign off on something that's going to have an effect on their lives, the index of your feelings or the index of your interest will result in whether or not people sign a petition. So my performance in this case is direct democracy lobbying. It's a phrase that I coined for this type of work. Old-fashioned term is petitioner, but I am what they call a direct democracy lobbyist. This is one of the best opportunities we have to fix what's ever wrong in the country. So I believe in a pure spirit of petitioning and democracy for what it is. We're the guardians of democracy. Seriously, it's almost like a game.